Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by four of our friends, Connor, Porter, Mason, and Micah. Hey guys! They sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidshortstories.org. Send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget to click subscribe or follow on whatever listening platform you're on and leave a 5-star review. Are you ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Hey Mason, don't forget to grab your spy gear and like your jetpack and stuff. Do you have all that? Yes, I got it right here. Micah and Mason were off on a long road trip all the way down to Florida to go to Spy Kid Camp. This was something that all spy kids have to do. At some point in their career, they have different trainings. Sometimes it's once a year, sometimes it's every other year. But whenever you have one of these trainings, you learn so much. And they were looking forward to it. They've been looking forward to this for a very long time. Well, when Micah and Mason were driving, it felt like it was taking forever because they were so excited to start training. And they were also really excited to see their cousins who were also on the Spy Kid team, Connor and Porter. The four of them were the best of friends and they always had a really fun time when they were together. And they were really excited to learn that this year at Spy Kid Camp, they were all going to stay in the same cabin, which was gonna be awesome. And when everyone arrived at Spy Kid Camp, all the different spy kids from all around the world were so excited to get to work. I've never seen that many spy kids together at one place. There's so many different new gadgets that they're training on and learning, and obstacle courses, and mysteries to solve, and flying new kinds of jetpacks. It's an amazing time. And the four of them were really looking forward to getting better as spy kids. Hey guys, that was a really good obstacle course. How'd you do, Porter?
I did really good.
I completed it the fastest I've ever done it.
How about you, Connor?
That one was really hard. Like, I can't believe it made us go up so high up on that net rope and like that we had to do all that stuff way up there. That was awesome.
All right. Hey, guys, why don't we, during our break, why don't we go on like a little exploration to see like what's all around the camp? Because we haven't even really seen everything. We've only been in this one area. And I'm sure there's a whole lot of other cool stuff going on. As the four of them started to explore and walk around the Spy Kid camp, they came up to a gate that was locked.
Guys, what do you think's on the other side?
Connor was trying to peek over, but he couldn't see anything.
It looks like it's empty, like it was like evacuated or like... It definitely looks like they used to do something back here.
Do you guys want to try and open it?
Micah, what are you talking about?
Well, one of the other Spy Kid camps, I learned how to pick locks and to open things. Should we give it a try?
I guess. Because this is Spy Kid camp, and so maybe this is a training exercise.
Oh boy, were they wrong.
Micah grabbed his lock picking kit and started to pick the lock, and all of a sudden, it popped open.
Guys, let's go.
The four of them snuck inside and started to look around. They couldn't believe it. This stuff looked so old and looked like it hadn't been touched in years.
Whoa, guys, look at this,
Mason said.
What in the world is this thing?
It looks like a big claw of some kind of creature.
A claw? What kind of claw is it?
Porter said. Gosh, I've never seen one this big before. They started to find all kinds of, like, claws and really strange things back there. And all of a sudden, they heard a sound.
Hey, who's over there? You're not supposed to be back here.
Oh,
Hi, sorry, I'm sorry. Who's over there?
Hey, my name's Earl.
Whoa! Earl, you're a dragon!
Yeah, of course I'm a dragon. What did you expect over in the dragon pen?
What is the dragon pen?
The dragon pen is what you're standing in. This is where all the dragon spy kids train, but we had to shut down this a long time ago when people got really afraid of dragons, and so we aren't accepting any new dragons into Spy Kids, but there's still a lot out there.
Are you serious? I don't think I've ever heard of a dragon on the Spy Kid team.
Oh, of course, of course. You see, there's... A long time ago, we used to have a dragon training program for Spy Kids because there was all kinds of missions that require dragons. And, you know, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas, they just have always caused different kinds of trouble. And the dragons were really helpful. And one, his name's Bernie.
Bernie? Who's Bernie? Porter asked.
Oh, Bernie is... He's one of the best dragons of all time. And I overheard on a radio call that he might be saving the world right now.
What?
Yeah, so you guys know that HQ is frozen, right?
Oh, boy do we know.
Yeah, well, I've heard that Bernie, that he's gonna be the one to melt it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, come back here and check this out.
Earl led the four boys back further into the dragon den.
Wow, look at all those pictures on the wall! The wall was completely covered in all kinds of pictures that were framed of all the dragons that had been through the course. And wow, there's a lot of Dragon Spy Kids.
Yeah, and some of them are still out there, but most of them are retired. And I think Bernie's actually retired, and so for them to call him, it must mean it's really important.
Wow. Oh, there's Bernie. There's the picture of him on the wall.
They couldn't believe it. He looked so brave and so cool, but he was much smaller than all the other dragons. But that is a story for another time.
All right, kids, you best get back to where you came from because this area is off limits for Spy Kids.
Okay, we're really sorry, but thank you for showing us around. All right, come on, guys, let's go.
Mason, Micah, Connor, and Porter all reported back to Spy Kid Camp. They had a lot of work to do, and they were really curious to learn more about dragons. But I think something pretty amazing is coming very soon, and that Bernie might be saving the day.
The end.